Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Desperate House Switches. I am Dorian Wallace, joined as always by my lovely sister Raina Stahl.
Hello!
Hello!
It's Friday!
Yay! Weekend, bitches!
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't give my disclaimer. Go do your shout out first.
All right. I'm going to give my shout out. And I haven't seen her yet, so I haven't been able to deliver it. But Jessica, if you're listening, I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. Love you, Jess.
Jessie and Pam. Hello. All right. For those of you who have not heard the show before, Desperate Housewitches is not a G, PG, or R-rated show. We couldn't even qualify for an X. I did ask. if you have anybody who is sensitive to bad language or dirty talk of any kind, you may want to escort them out of the room immediately, because I'm about to say some shit. Ooh, I said it, see?
Oh, there you go. Sweet! Run, babies, run!
You have more energy than I do. Shit. I can't run now.
I haven't been plugged into a device for 24 hours a day. I actually got sleep. Have you gotten sleep?
What?
No.
What's,
that's
what
why
the
I sound energetic, because I haven't
what's
been working
that?
My fingers to the bone all week.
Yeah, well,
4 months
yeah,
and months and months.
Well, you know, I'm glad someone gets to rest. What can I tell you? And I haven't. I'll tell you what. And shit, at work has not even kicked into high gear yet. Just wait until September. That shit's gonna be amazingly bad. Well, not bad, bad. I mean, let it not sound like I am not grateful for my gainful employment, which is still employment and gainful. It's just there's a lot. Fortunately,
yeah.
I have a lot to do, but yeah, unfortunately, when some people go on vacation or otherwise are out of the office, it falls to me to pick up the pieces, and there's a lot of pieces to pick. So, yeah. So anyway,
yeah.
I want to give a shout out to our brother. It's his birthday. We will be taking his happy self out to lunch on Sunday, because he was too busy today. Yes, so that'll be fun. I'm very excited about that. All right. So who's on the big show next week? Remind me.
Jade. Jade is coming back next week, and
Jade
then
Paul Luna. Yay.
And I believe he's next week. Because what's today? Today's the 8th.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think without a calendar in front of my face.
today's
the 8th.
We're working out show details while on the air. Yes, next week is the 15th. He will be on the 15th. That is correct. Because the following week is Dorothy Morrison. Yay!
Woo!
As well. Yeah. Okay.
Dorothy's coming back.
My sister and I decided that we would try a little experiment this evening, and we are actually going to pull cards for, and it is a short show tonight. It's a short shit. It's a short show. Anyway, so it's either going to be you pick a person, could be a famous person, or what are you laughing at, giggle butt?
Nothing, you, anyways.
Yeah, because you're giddy. Anyway, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to pick a person or a topic and then do a reading from it. So You got anything in mind, chicken?
Nine chicken? What?
Yeah, you can't hear me either. I said, do you have anything in...
Sorry, I just heard nine chicken. I was like, what?
Pass over.
Sorry.
Whatever you're drinking. Just pass it over. Just pass over whatever that is you're drinking.
I'm not. I'm drinking water, I swear.
So anyway, what do you have in mind?
I actually would like for you to pull for the Panthers, since today is pretty much the start of football.
Well, it's preseason, but okay.
Yeah.
I'm only pulling three cards for this.
That's not a problem.
Because I have the feeling it's going to be a short answer. I'm just saying. Oh, fuck. Okay, not good.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
The first card says, don't overpromise.
Oh, God.
The second card says, being right and being correct are not the same thing. And the third card says, you're not always as smart as you think you are. Then,
oh, my goodness.
Well, that was easy. Now we know who not to bet on this year.
I know, right?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Someone asked you, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, he went to the game tonight, so.
Ah, okay, cool.
Yeah, he's actually probably parking the car even as we speak. He was here a little while ago, as a matter of fact. He said, say hello to Auntie. So, hello, Auntie.
Give him a hug for me.
He's a good boy. I will. But, yeah, no. That's a shame, too, because everybody had their hopes up. But you know what? Steve Smith is not here. So what am I happy about? You know, I love him.
I miss him.
And he wants to come back. He didn't want to get traded.
But see, D'Angelo is my boy. I love him. Oh my God. Love me some D'Angelo. And his little girl's so cute. Yeah, he's adorable. You know, and I love the fact that, you know, he and Cam get in there with the fans. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a good team. It's, you know, now I feel bad. And now I'm hoping you're wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't care. Be nice to
So
be
who
wrong.
Am I reading for?
Well, let's see. I honestly, my brain is completely fucking blank. That's
okay.
How tired I am.
Well, I've pulled three cards, and I'll be honest with you, who I was thinking of.
Yeah, please.
Was Hillary, was who you mentioned earlier. And it just stuck in my head. So,
okay, cool. I'm glad you did that. Go ahead, hit it.
I like it. I don't. I may actually go ahead and pull two more cards after I'm done with this. But I pulled three as well.
Yes.
The first card is a surprise is in store.
Bill's fucking somebody else again. No,
the first no, the first thing that's popping in my head is twins for Chelsea.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why. I don't know if I'm right, but just surprises in store, twins, Chelsea. That's pretty much what I got.
Okay.
Now, the second card doesn't really worry me, even though the words are kind of troubling for a political figure, but it's a secret transaction. And this is not necessarily money changing hands. This is power being shifted. But things are going on behind the scenes right now. And she honestly still has not completely made up her mind. she goes back and forth, and she's been wrestling with herself for quite a while. And I think, you know, if we want her to run, we need to encourage her quite a bit more. But, yeah, she's going to be going back and forth with this for a while. The thing that bothers me is the third card. New partnership leads to unhappiness. And I wish I could tell her myself, but if she does finally go through, which I think she's gonna run. And she is just going to pick the wrong person. She's gonna be pushed into the wrong person. So I'm hoping, I don't know, maybe all you witches out there can concentrate on pick the right person, because I don't think the VP is going to be her choice.
Let me pull some cards on. Hang on, I got to pull some cards on that, because I'm not picking up the same wrong choice. I'm picking up, you got that part one. That part's right. But what I'm getting is, okay. Okay, hang on a minute. Let me pull a couple things, y'all. All right. Don't lose sight of your goals. Wow, that's interesting. Money does not equal love. That's also pretty good. And unwavering belief. Okay, so that makes sense, actually. I think if she picks... And it's hard to push a Clinton into anything, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think she will go through a series of campaign managers and advisors, but I think she's going to go with her gut on who to pick as her running mate, and it's going to be fine. Because the unwavering belief is going to get her what she wants in the end. There you go.
Awesome. Good. I'm glad it's not a VP, because...
I think it's bad advisors, because I think people, you know, you start buying your own press and it turns into a disaster.
Yeah.
You know. Just not
Ooh,
a good thing.
Me. Yeah, no.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I just had a little burp. Sorry.
She's burping. That was good. Let's see. Who else should we read for? What else should we read for? Anybody in the chat room?
Actually, no. We are empty. I think everybody's out of, because we've got two games in Charlotte. And I think there's a lot of football season starting up here. So I tell you what.
Tell me what.
Let's both pull cards, but I'm not going
to
tell
you. Do you want me to read you on the air?
You know what? Yeah. I haven't, because we don't have time.
What?
I would absolutely love that, if you wouldn't mind.
I would love to read for you on the air. I am shuffling, and then I'll let you read me on the air.
Cool.
Obviously,
I will shuffle as well.
Obviously, certain things may not be said out loud, but will be explained post-show.
Understood.
Yeah, just saying. Yeah. Yeah. All right. How many do you want me to pull? Five?
Yeah, if that's okay.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Holy crap. Wow. Oh, dude, you could have written this reading. This is ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Wow. Oh, you know what? Six cards came out, keeping all of them.
Okay, I'll
Holy
pull one more then.
Shit. And I promise you, I shuffled this deck and I pulled from the top. That's all I did.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, wow. Are you ready?
Yes.
Holy shit. I couldn't have written this better if I had written it myself.
Okay, I need this deck.
I did. Wow. Tell me if this doesn't cover this year. Okay, card. Target your anger carefully. Woo!
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Card number two. Heaven and hell are a matter of perspective.
Oh. Uh-huh. Okay. I get that one.
I know you do. Card number three, love yourself before loving others. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I have learned to do that this year.
Card number four, frivolity creates a shortfall.
Okay.
With your mom. The next card The next card is fear of the unknown.
Well, yeah.
But I really like the last card, and it's interesting. The last card says, don't burn any bridges you might need to recross.
Aha. I got it.
I knew you would.
Yeah, that's perfect. Now I need a set of these.
Yes, you do.
I do. Oh, my God. That was awesome.
Wow. That's this year. Hello.
So you ready for yours?
Wait. Wait. Because now I want to pull for next year.
Okay.
Hang on. We ain't done. Hold on. Two. Three, four, five. Oh, wow. Okay, this is for next year. And I pulled another six.
Okay.
And it's interesting because one of the cards in the reading I just gave, in the reading I just did, is also in this one. Okay.
Oh.
So this is for next year. Use wisdom to solve problems. Money does not equal love.
Mm-hmm.
Navigating choppy waters. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. That's a good one.
Yes.
New love brings excitement. And the last card is, and it's not a bad, it sounds like a bad card, but it's not a bad card. The last card says, a mess of your own creation. Don't take it as a negative. It's basically.
No, I'm not. I know I'm picturing exactly what it means.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No, I'm not taking it as bad because it's. Okay, and I will let the audience in a little. They kind of know what was going on this year. But yeah, I have turned into a little friggin' Tasmanian devil. You know, with obstacles, and yeah, sometimes it can be messy. Just mowing my way through, like, you know what? No, you're not going to walk over me anymore. Nobody is.
Mm-hmm.
And, So I'm okay with the mess.
Yeah. I think it's more of the actual identifying factors of what caused the mess.
Okay.
So that it's very clear to you how things got to be a certain way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, it's good. It's good. No, it's good. It's the better part of this year being the learning experience. Next year is
we have one.
The tool. It what?
I said, oh, yeah, it was.
Right, but next year is the year of gaining the knowledge to know how to not ever make that happen again.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's
okay. You've got the lessons, now here are the tools. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not a negative. It's not a negative at all. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and I think actually some of that is already coming to pass, you know, because it's, I can see,
nope.
You know.
Not yet.
Not to see.
Nope, this is different. This is different. Trust me, this is different. This is more.
Okay.
This is better. This is more and better. Trust me. You'll see what you and next year you're going to be like, hey, guess what? And I'll be like,
uh-huh. Okay, I'm going to ask you off the air what that means, just for specification.
Okay.
So you ready for yours?
I am.
And thank you very much for reading me. I appreciate it.
I like reading for you.
I like when you read for me. Because, you know, I mean, when we're in the business, it's like, you know, I mean, when it's what we do, you know, me personally, I try not to ask other people to read because I know it's kind of a pain in the butt because we've always got people, hey, could you read me? Can you do this? Can you do that? And it's, you know, I don't want to put that, but yeah, I thoroughly enjoy getting readings from my sister, and she's usually spot
you
bring
do it
on.
For me. Well, you do it for me, so you've always done it for me.
Well, of course, you're my sister.
Well, yeah, well, you're allowed to ask too because I'm your sister. Ha
ha ha!
I'm being goofy. I'm sorry. I'm just really been a crazy,
that's quite all right.
Crazy week. Really crazy.
Exactly. I would rather you be goofy than like falling asleep because I know how exhausted you are and I feel horrible that they're, you know, I mean, not that they're putting you through this. I know you enjoy your job, you enjoy what you do, but it's like, okay, somebody's going to have to take a vacation.
I know. No, and I'm going to. But, you know, some days, no matter what it is you do for a living and you know, no matter what scope of thing you actually do for work, it's like even if you love it, there are days you just want to beat a bitch's ass.
Oh, I know, right?
For real. Some days I just want to beat a bitch.
I've had far too many of those days in the past couple years.
I know. I appreciate it.
You know.
I know.
And now, but that's the whole thing. Like, you know, as far as what I've been through, like even before all that happened, you know, I learned do not take in strays. You know, you cannot fix the world.
Oh,
you cannot fix everybody's problems. You can't. You know, those little things that you get, you know, I've learned to listen to myself. It's like, and my sister, because sometimes she's like, what are you thinking? I don't know. I just don't want to be mean. Yeah, that's me anymore. That was me 2 years ago, but.
Self-preservation counts. I'm just saying.
Exactly. So anyway, I digress, and I'm going to get to reading you. I pulled six cards as well. And this is actually throughout the rest of this year and next year. And this is very good. The first card I pulled, business prosperity.
Yay.
Now, this is, you know, continuing in the position you're in, but it's going to ease up so that you can branch out into other things that you've been wanting to do.
Yay.
So that's good. Second card, seize the opportunity to travel.
Okay.
There are going to be some trips pretty soon.
Yay.
All kinds of trips. Good trips.
Gotcha. Yes.
third card, a chance to make money. And this is outside of the business that, both you and I own. This is something that's just yours. And I think we know what we're talking about as far as, you know, other joint ventures will take off.
Yay.
Like, in a very good way. So, because the fourth card is increased profits. Yay, we love money.
We do like it.
We are witches. Yes, we are witches who are not afraid to admit we love money. The more you give us, the happier we are. We don't take it for granted. You know, that's what happens when you grow up without it.
For real, I can't say that. I did not grow up without it. My adult life was seriously lacking it for quite a while, but doesn't anymore. So I've been very well blessed in that arena, I have to say.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? Mama still needs a new pair of shoes.
There you go. Yeah, and before anybody takes that the wrong way, I did not grow up poor. I always had what I needed. You know, may not always had what I wanted, but, you know.
Right.
We weren't that bad off. So anyway, fifth card, new friends. This ties into seizing the opportunity to travel, at least partially, that we are going to start collecting people. You will,
cool.
I will, and we will put them in a pool. And, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's awesome, like, meeting people within the community and, you know, seeing how the web starts to weave. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So number six, unexpected money.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, it's okay. It's just not, you know, unexpected as in not the way you expected to receive it. You know, not that you're, you know, whatever. We'll talk about it off air. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. And since you pulled, like, 12 for me, I'm going to pull six more. You up for it?
Oh, okay.
Or you
sure.
You ready to go to sleep? Okay.
No, I want to hear what you got to say.
All right. Let's look into later next year. Because this is, that one was, you know, like half, since we're more than halfway, that one was probably about 6 months out. So let's see if we can do a few more. As I'm pulling, I'm sorry, I won't sing. Oh, don't make me sing.
I'm saying. She's laughing. I love
one,
that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Yeah.
I got giggles on top of it.
Yeah. Well, because I pulled the same card, the last one, the last card. It was like, and I shuffled them. So, yeah. Unexpected money is the first card.
Okay.
Second one, opportunity for passionate romance.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, get your dancing shoes on, mama.
Dancing shoes.
Yeah, I'm gonna read through these quick. Number three, reunion with a forgotten love. Fourth card, invitation to a party. This is a pagan party, or it's similar. Yeah. It's a pagan party.
Are we going to go visit the Mullins in Florida?
I think that might be on the menu this year, or this next coming year.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of motion and a lot of, you know, fluidity.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, let's see, 2, 2, 2, 4, 5.
I like fluids.
Yeah, I don't like this card, but it's not, it's not what you're thinking. It's not necessarily pertaining to you, because
okay.
It says dull life, loss, and unhappiness.
Okay.
This is somebody else that you're going to be nursing, so
oh,
to speak. You know, nursing their wounds.
Okay.
But don't worry, because, and I know this sounds awful, but, and you're going to have to at that point anyway, but you're going
yeah.
to be able to pass them off to somebody else, so to speak.
Oh.
Not that you necessarily, yeah, I know that sounds fucking horrible.
It does.
It sounds fucking horrible. But
wow,
it's one of those situations that, yeah, no matter what you say to this person, they're just going to go over and over, you know, just cycle through the same feelings and the same thoughts and the same pattern, and it doesn't matter what you say. And, you know, it's actually going to hurt you to see them go through this, but
yeah.
somebody else will come along, and it's sort of like a tag team, but the other person
gotcha.
Doesn't know they're being tagged in.
all right.
Do
all
not
right.
feel guilty about this.
I will ask
huh?
for clarification further after the show.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
It's yes. We're not awful people, I swear. Okay. And the last card, business mm-hmm. prosperity. So that's two readings with like three or four different cards of business prosperity and money. So yes, I think next year is going to be money bags year, and I don't think it's going to take like until next year. I think it's going to start toward the end of fall or winter. There's going to be
mm-hmm.
a lot of activity, and we're
mm-hmm.
used to hibernating during the winter.
Yeah.
You know, as far as magic doesn't necessarily go underground. I mean, for a lot of us, you know, we thrive in the darker part of the year. But as far as I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Well, neither do I.
Okay. It's just going to be a little bit more lively. It's going to be more like activity flows during the summer, which it's been flowing this year, but it seems to have slowed down in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like spiritually, it's kind of slowed down and things are moving at not a glacial pace, but slower than normal. You feel like you're walking ahead of yourself, you know, and this is a lot of people, not just you.
Yeah.
But it's all going to start weaving itself together and coming back together, you know, like magnets. You know, it's
okay.
slowly being pulled together. And by the end of this year, beginning of next year, things are going to start fucking popping.
Popping.
So, yeah, but we're going to be prepared. I mean, we've been being groomed, I think, for the past 2 or 3 years
mm-hmm.
with all this muck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think, hopefully, fingers crossed that I'm right. Because I've been wrong.
Yay!
Yes.
Yay! We're good. No, it's good. Hands up for the goal.
Good, good,
it's good.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm just going to shuffle.
Oh, okay.
I'm shuffling.
Every
I'm shuffling.
Day I'm shuffling.
Every day I'm shuffling. All right, this is going to be just a general, I don't know what the fuck. Wow. All right, I need to fix this because the same cards keep wanting to come up, and I'm like, nah. Stop it.
You're like, I already told her that.
I know, for real. Let's see. La da 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 da. This is not for either of us.
Okay.
This is for somebody that will listen to the show later, and it's a woman. Are you ready? Of course
okay.
You're ready.
Yep.
All good things in their...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I heard you. We hear you. Okay. All good things in their appropriate time. Resolving conflicts will take time. A lot of things about time.
Mm.
Humility is a virtue. Unrealistic expectations. Ooh. And this says, what does it say? What? Wait a minute.
Okay.
Okay. I can't. Oh, idleness leads to laziness. Oh, I know
huh.
who I just read. I know who I just read. I can't say it.
Oh, yeah?
I know who I just read.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody's going to have a bad attack of boredom. It's going to be all right, woman. Just keep your shit together. It's going to be all right. And this is a friend of the show.
Ah, okay.
Yes. I'm just going to say that actually I think I can give this away because I have a lot of friends that do this, but in particular it's someone who's been on the show.
Ah, okay. I know who you're talking about.
Do you?
Yeah.
You have their initials?
J?
No.
D?
D.
D. Okay, you'll have to tell me later.
I will.
I was drawing a blank. All right, and I'm going to try to shuffle these cards again.
Okay.
You still reading or are you done? I'm sorry.
No, I was done. You're good. You're good.
Okay. I'm going to pull three, and I'm just going to pull them out of the middle this time, not spreading them.
I think the next time that we do this, we may want to, like, pre-announce it on, like, on a show night that doesn't have, like, a million people at a game somewhere.
Yeah, I know, right?
Football season. Yeah, I mean, because I wouldn't mind having people call in for a reading. We did that. We've done that a couple of times in the past, but I think we need to do that again, too.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's a good idea.
I got to keep working with these cards, man.
I tell you what, yeah, the next 2 weeks are booked,
mm-hmm.
and I've got a couple guests in the queue that need to be fitted into slots. But, yeah, I think...
We'll talk about
sometime
it.
Sometime in September or October, we can do a tarot night. We'll do a full show, and maybe we'll even get a guest reader as well.
Oh, that would be fun as hell. I think I would love that.
Yeah? Okay. Cool.
Yeah, that'd be fun. We like that.
I will make it happen.
Make it happen!
Speaking of making it happen.
Yeah.
Coinky dink. My first card, and this is for one person, and this is male. Decision time for good or bad. In other words, stop doubting yourself and shit or get off the pot. But just go ahead and shit. Just go ahead and shit. Let me put it to you that way. Take a deep breath. Step off the ledge. You know, the curb. I should say, because you're not jumping off of anything. And just go for it. What are you scared of?
Oh.
And I'm going to, that just hit them. You doubt yourself far too much. You let other people's opinions rule you. Stop it. Knock it off. Okay. Second one. Journey with a good friend, and this is all for the same person. And this is what's going to happen, and I think this is going to take place next month, which usually I don't get readings that quickly, but next month, yeah, just go. Go with your friends. Stop worrying about it. Stop. Well, what if this happens? Let's knock it off. So, third card, new friends. This is going to be the best thing that has happened to you in many, many years. So just fucking do it. Quit your hemming and hawing.
Why am I picturing a nudist colony?
You know,
I'm just saying.
Yeah. You know, you got to have a place to crash, you know. It's interesting. You never know. Strip the clothes off and you may enjoy it.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my finger is itching like fuck.
What does that mean? It means something.
The tattoos that I got.
Oh,
really? Like,
oh,
remember last week
them.
I was saying, yeah. Oh, I posted a picture of them. I'll send you a picture. I got the rabbit.
Yeah.
On my middle finger, and it's done in UV ink, but it's just like a simplistic little outline. It looks like crap right now because it's all scabbed over. But under a black light, which I don't have one, that's why I haven't taken a picture. People looking at me. I want to see it under the UV light. And I don't have one, and I didn't have my camera ready when the girl at IKEA grabbed my hand and stuck it under the scanner.
Oh.
That was interesting. She's like, oh, I love your stars. And I was like, thank you. I appreciate it. And she goes, oh, what's that? And I said, oh, it's a UV rabbit. You know, it's UV.
Oh, I see.
Goes,
I'm looking at the, oh, I love the stars and the moon. Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, I kind of let him just go with it. I gave him an idea, and he was like, okay, cool. You know, yay, a non-fussy customer.
That's hilarious. Oh, they're cool, though. I like the stars and the moon. That's my favorite.
Thank you.
I really like it.
It was hilarious. The girl at IKEA, because they have, you know, a thing that checks the dollar bills or you know, the money to see if it's fraudulent. You know,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. I can't think
of
the word.
That's
so
the
she's
word.
Literally
that was
like,
the word.
Okay. Yeah, she grabbed my hand and stuck it under there, and she's like, oh my God. And Max hadn't seen it either, because I have a black light that I've had since, like, 10th grade, I think, that
mm-hmm.
I brought from California with me. I don't know why I still have it. I don't use it. But I tried to use it, and it wouldn't show up. But, like, under there, I mean, it was really bright white and, like, a bluish white.
Mm-hmm.
And Max was like, oh, that's so pretty, Mommy. I'm like, oh, thank you.
I'm sorry you didn't get the stars in the same kind of ink. That would have been so cool.
You know, I think I may go back in and have him do some, because the stars, the rabbit, eventually you're not going to be able to see it.
Yeah.
Within 3 months, because this is apparently the thing with UV. He said now, you know, for like 3 to 6 months, it's probably going to be red. I just wanted to give you a heads up. And I'm like, oh, I don't care about that. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but eventually you're not going to be able to see it.
Wow.
So I'm like, unless I'm under a UV lamp.
That's amazing. But how badly did it hurt to get all the stars?
Honestly, the one up near the front by my nail.
Yeah.
It's like more on to the right side. That
yes.
one kind of hurt, like right up near that knuckle. And the moon,
uh-huh.
after a while, you know, it hurt because he had to go back and forth, you know.
Right.
But honestly, it didn't really hurt much more than any of my other tattoos.
Wow.
That's
cool. Those are really cute. I really like it.
Thank you. I know, and I've got to show you, my my piercing too. I got a tragus. And it's it was kind of awkward because it's still healing, so I had to put the headphone in because I use a headphone for the show. And I had to put the headphone in, and it was like, ow, I caught it the wrong way.
Oh, I see the picture. You posted a picture of that, too. That's really cute.
Yeah, I can't change it out for a couple more weeks. Like, 2 more weeks,
yeah.
I'll be able to change it out. So I'm going to get a new one for my birthday.
Yay. Oh, it's really cute, babe.
If anybody is in the Charlotte area, go to Foo's Custom Tattoos up in Noda because they are awesome and they rock.
Awesome. Plug. You gave them a plug.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yay.
You know,
why not?
Hans was, you know, he did an awesome job. He was quick. He was thorough. He explained everything to me. You know, he's like, yeah, I can see you're an old hat at this, but, you know, I still got to tell you about this, and this, you know. I was like, awesome. So, yeah, he's good. Keith did my piercing, so go see them. Love them.
Wow. Maybe I should get some more piercings.
I want to go with you if you do.
I know.
I'll hold your hand.
You'll have to. Probably
okay.
Sit on me while they do it. For real.
I'll be like, here.
A big weenie. Yeah, I'm a big weenie when it comes to that. But I miss having 3 holes in my ears as opposed to the big hole in my head.
You know, I actually tried before because I wound up piercing my cartilage in my right ear, the top one. I don't know if you've seen me wear an earring, because I didn't for a while, but I did one myself with an earring like a stupid ass, but I was in 10th grade, and I had tried before to get the third holes in, like, my earlobes, but for some reason, the third one I was not able to do. It was like I tried it twice, they got infected both times. And I had to take them out because, I mean, it was really inflamed.
Wow.
And I'm like, again, I went to 2 different people. So it's like that part of my ear is like, oh, hell no. Oh, no. I don't think so. But, yeah, they've got some really cute piercings now. You know,
yeah.
I will totally go with you.
I know, because you're good like that. I have to think about it. I have to think about where, what, and when.
No, you make the decision now. No, I'm just kidding.
Girl, the only decision I'm going to be ready to make when we get off the air is how quickly I can see the inside of my eyelids. Hello.
I know. Speaking of which.
Yes, ma'am.
Why don't we go ahead and wrap up early so you can go get some sleep. And we love you guys, but my sister is tired, so we are going to say goodnight. And we are going to go enjoy our Fridays. You guys go enjoy your Fridays, too.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully there will be no more bombings in Iraq or wherever. And, you know, maybe things will calm down by next week, but I doubt it. So, anyway, great blessings, you guys. We love you.
We love you. Yep.
And I love you, sis.
And I love you,
talk
too,
to you
sis.
Soon. Go get some sleep.
All right, I will. I will. You have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Love y'all.
Night,
bye, guys.